Did you know that your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? I recently took a true age test from True Diagnostic and discovered my biological age, and the results completely changed the way I think about my health. Biological age is a powerful indicator of how fast you're aging internally, which directly predicts your risk for serious diseases. Here's why that matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer or heart disease can jump by as much as 30 to 50%. That's a big deal, and it's completely avoidable. The good news is, nearly 90% of biological aging is in your hands. Yes, it's driven by things like your lifestyle, your habits, and the environment you're in, which means you have a lot of control over it. I tried out True Diagnostic myself and made some changes in my life. I'm a recent father. And so, I want to live as long as possible. The True Age test didn't just give me a number. They showed how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging. And it was eye-opening. The test itself was super easy and convenient. I did it from home. No doctor visit or big needles. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send off that tiny sample in a prepaid package. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and your health, fast and hassle-free. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com and use promo code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Listener, do you suffer from any chronic pain? I'm in my late 30s, and nearly every person I know that is close to my age range suffers from some type of physical pain day to day. It's the reality of getting older. When you're a teenager, maybe even in your 20s, you feel immortal, but gravity defeats us all eventually, and perhaps the decisions we make in life. Some of us are less fortunate. We're born with physical ailments that trouble us throughout our lives. I myself have severe flat feet, something I've managed to endure. When I was younger, I was offered a surgery. By younger, I mean, I want to say early 20s. The doctors offered to break my legs and reset them due to the severeness of my flat feet. The boot and everything else they had tried before didn't work, and so it was the extreme option. Now, I don't know about you, but me, I couldn't afford to miss 6 months of work, so I never got the surgery. From what I understand, that surgery would have involved a medical sledgehammer or medical hammer. I googled and looked up what that is, and I was surprised to see that it pretty much is just a big old sledgehammer that they break your legs with. I implore you to look up a video of a doctor using one, and it's similar to how a demolition man might bust down a wall, except they're doing it to your legs. Anyway, today's episode concerns chronic pain, as the subject of our episode, Ocean McClintock, suffered from physical pain. The 26-year-old was born with plenty of physical ailments. He had joint swelling, muscle bleeds, painful headaches. He had to use IVs daily. He was often unable to move due to excruciating pain. This had begun to affect his mental health, and he began to suffer psychotic delusions and religious delusions. According to his family, he overall had a loving nature, but he would cease being lucid at times and have psychotic breaks. I'm going to play a 911 call, followed by police radio chatter, in which you get introduced to a situation involving Ocean McClintock.
Hi, there was a man here at Slater and Los Jardines West. He's probably in the parking lot of 7-Eleven at this point. I've lost sight of him. But a woman was pulling her car out of the school parking lot at Masuda, and he clearly, looks disturbed. He's wearing jeans, no shirt, shaved head, possibly Hispanic or white. But as he passed her, he was, talking to the car, something's wrong with him. But then after he passed her and she tried to pull out, he tried to grab and open her car door. And you could see she was visibly shaken and tried to drive away. But clearly there's something wrong with that man. And I thought I'd better let somebody know.
Okay, but she's since driven away?
She's since driven away. But you could see her, afraid in her car as he's trying to open her door. And
okay, and she was at Masuda or 7-Eleven when that happened?
Masuda. She was pulling out of the Masuda school parking lot. She made a right onto Los Jardines West. And then I walked back and followed, but now I've lost him. He's somewhere in, he has turned in somehow towards the parking lot here at 7-Eleven. And now I can't see him anymore.
Okay, yeah, we can have somebody check the area. Can I get your name and phone number? Okay, yeah, we'll definitely get somebody out there.
Okay, thanks for taking a peek at that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, still.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you. All right, bye.
Units 925 subject in the area of Masuda, 17415 Los Jardines West. This is in reference to a male white or Hispanic, shaved head, no shirt, wearing jeans, possible mental health issues. While he was in the area of Masuda, he tried to open a vehicle door occupied by one female. The female was able to leave without incident and is no longer in the area, and the male was last seen walking towards the 7-Eleven from Masuda. The RP is a witness to all of this only. She was not the one in the vehicle.
Now, Ocean was out in public and apparently suffering some type of psychotic break. He was harassing vehicles. This rattled people nearby, and they called 911. That is when two officers showed up on the scene. Now, the first officer approaches and speaks to Ocean, who is clearly, again, suffering from some type of psychotic break, delusions, religious delusions, and he's not making a ton of sense.
Not in trouble or anything, man. I just need to talk to you.
Can you take me to Jonathan's?
Okay, we'll figure that out. Just take a seat for me. What's wrong? You got no shirt on.
Huh?
Take a seat.
I know.
Huh? Take a seat.
I don't have to.
Now, you can tell that the first officer senses that, hey, this guy doesn't have everything going on upstairs, but he doesn't seem like too much of a threat. I'm going to play some more audio, but when you listen, he's going to tell the second officer, hey, if he approaches and talks to you, just let him go. He's not a problem.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
In Jesus' name I pray forever. Amen. Jesus' name I pray forever. Amen.
We're going towards El Corazon. All right. Just 148 at this time. He's in the parking lot across from the PD. He tries to run again. Just let him go.
Now, when Ocean outruns Officer 1, he eventually runs into Officer 2, who is sitting inside of her police vehicle. This is where things get dicey. Now, listener, you know typically I try to stay unbiased. Here's the problem. Now, I learned that in the episode where the woman who attempted to throw boiling water at the police officer, or didn't attempt, depending on what you saw, that sometimes covering events like this are inherently biased. We are attached to our eyes, right? Like, we can only see what we see. And so going forward, there is going to be some bias here. And I'm going to have to tell some opinion as I go along, because the events that are going to play out can be interpreted differently depending on how you see them. I've seen people comment on this video and they've come to different conclusions. Now, let's get on with it. So, Ocean approaches Officer 2, who is in her police vehicle. Now, despite the first officer telling Officer 2 to just let him go when he approaches, the Officer 2, from inside the police vehicle, draws her weapon, her sidearm.
Save the Jesus name! They're saving the Jesus name forever! They're saving the Jesus name forever!
Oh my God, yes, my God!
This is an escalation that seems entirely unnecessary to me. And hear me out. Ocean is clearly suffering from some type of mental health issue, and he's having some type of delusional experience, some type of mental break. Now, her partner told her, hey, let this guy go. You know, he's a little wacky, but he's okay. You know, he's not going to hurt anybody. And so when Ocean approached, she shouldn't have been fearing for her life in any way at that moment. So Officer 2 draws her pistol and she points it at Ocean. Now Ocean responds, and keep in mind, he's having a mental health crisis, by grabbing the gun. Now, here's where my opinion's gonna differ from many others. So, I think at this point, Officer 2, she already escalated. She pointed the gun at the man, and now the man is pulling the gun away from her, and a struggle ensues. Now, throughout this struggle, the gun is pointed at him, and if you're going to pull the gun, that should suggest that you fear for your life. But she hesitates, and she never pulls that trigger, which leads me to ask you, listener, why draw the gun? Why escalate the situation? Why point it in the first place? Now, I didn't agree with drawing the pistol in the first place. I think that it was an unnecessary escalation, but I guess my statement that follows this is that if you are going to draw the gun, if you fear for your life, now this person is escalating along with you. It's almost your duty to pull that trigger to justify why you did it in the first place. So, Ocean pulls at the gun and he gets the gun away from Officer 2, who begins to go into a bit of a mental break herself. In absolute terror, she begs for her life. She begs for him not to shoot her. But from the body cam footage, doesn't really seem like he has any interest in shooting her. I mean, he's standing there with a gun and he's still having his delusions, but he is just standing there.
Please don't shoot me! Please don't shoot me!
Hey, put it down!
Now, when Officer 1 finally makes it to the scene, who was greatly outran by Ocean in the first place, he arrives and he hears his partner absolutely freaking out. She's crying, she's whimpering, she's clearly in terror. And Ocean escapes to the police vehicle. He enters the vehicle and he shuts the door and he has a gun. Now, this puts Officer 1 in a position where he can't fully see what Ocean is doing with that gun. And so, in responding to the evidence that's in front of his eyes, his partner who had her gun removed from her, who is crying behind the police vehicle, Officer One pulls his gun and he shoots Ocean.
She's in a fight. Code 3. She's got a weapon. Put it down, dude. Put it down. Put it down. Hey, put it down. Start 80. Hey, put the gun down!
During all of this, Officer 2 never really entered the scene again. Even when Officer 1 got involved in the situation, she never continued her duty as a police officer. Listener, have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal weed gummies, everything you'd expect from a dispensary, and shipping it right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high-quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at Mood.com/Obscura and enter code Obscura. Mood partners with small American farms to bring you amazing high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more. All third-party lab-tested and backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from their farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code Obscura. So, head to mood.com/Obscura, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code Obscura when you check out to save $30 on your first order. Listener, we've all had frustrations when dealing with finances. I know myself struggled with overdraft fees when I was younger. Nothing like having money deducted from your account when you're already broke. Chime understands that every dollar counts. That's why when you set up direct deposit through Chime, you get access to fee-free features like free overdraft coverage, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and more. And one thing I love about Chime, they have 24/7 customer support. Let me tell you, it comes in handy. Chime is banking done right. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees. Get paid up to 2 days early when you set up a direct deposit. With qualifying direct deposits, you're eligible for free overdraft, up to $200 on debit card purchases, and cash withdrawals. To date, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion, not to mention access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, spot me eligibility requirements, and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment of file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News & World Report, 2023. Chime checking account required. Now, I'm not discrediting your right to be afraid, but what I will say is it shows evidence to the fact that perhaps Officer 2 is not cut out for this job. And perhaps without Officer 2 in this situation, none of this would have went down. And that's what I have to say here, is that I think it kind of is an argument that lends credence to both groups, pro-cop and anti-cop. If you're anti-cop, you're very, all cops are bad. And so in this case, Officer 2, no matter which way you look at it, escalated the situation and caused the death of Ocean. If you're pro-cop, Officer 2 put Officer 1 in a situation where he had to essentially finish the job. He showed up and his partner was in trouble, had his partner's gun, and despite Officer 1's wishes and intelligence given to Officer 2, she drew her pistol without provocation. And so I think that no matter which group you fall into, neither group should be particularly happy with Officer 2. Now, Ocean was indeed pronounced dead at the scene. A GoFundMe was started by Ocean's family. It had a goal of $15,000 and raised close to $10,000. Some people may find it outrageous that Ocean's family opened the GoFundMe, but I would say that the family has a right to grieve and feel for the loss of their child, no matter which group of people you fall into. And since this is an episode where, like I said, I'm being a bit more opinionated because the way the footage is, you almost have to have an opinion to present it. I will say that I do not think this escalation was necessary, more so than most of the episodes I've ever done. This one was clearly and directly the cause of someone that should not have been in a police uniform, likely should have never graduated. When confronted with the situation that police are expected to handle calmly, she immediately crumbled. At the first sight of a person that was told by her partner was okay and should be let go, she drew her sidearm. I don't really see how, whether you're anti or pro cop, anyone can argue in favor of Officer 2 in this situation. And with that said, while I was a little bit more opinionated this episode, and again, I think you have to be with this kind of footage, I'm curious to know what you think. Do you defend Officer 2 in the situation? Was she so scared for her life that she should have drew her pistol? Maybe you think that, hey, once she drew it, she shouldn't have fired her pistol. I mean, I would argue, why draw it in the first place? But that's where I stand on that. Anyway, I'm interested to know what you think. This is a pretty complex situation, and I'm sure a lot of you will have opinions. Like I said, I tend to avoid those on this show. I like to keep it as unbiased as possible, but this case interested me a lot, and I do love reading comments and getting people's takes. What's funny is that, weirdly enough, a lot of times when I state my opinion, people get less mad. Like, hey, they know where I stand on a situation, and that's that. When I'm unbiased, in some other episodes, they tend to read into what my opinion is on a given situation. There's an old episode, I can't remember which one, but I simply read a tweet from Trump. And from reading that tweet, which had to do with the specific crime, he had commented on it in some way, pretty much pro-Trump and anti-Trump people both wrote me pissed off. And the crazy thing is it was just for context of the case. And so I actually suspect less people will be annoyed, but who knows? Anyway, I'd love to hear what you think. I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Police are trying to question this shirtless man after a reported altercation at an elementary school.
A woman was towing her car out of the school parking lot. He tried to grab and open her car door.
The officer asked the shirtless man, identified as 26-year-old Ocean McClintock, to have a seat. Well, he figures out what's going on.
I don't have to.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
The suspect takes off running. The cop gives chase as McClintock flees to a nearby parking lot where the cop's partner happens to be parked in her patrol car in Fountain Valley, California. Body cam shows the shirtless man trying to pull the gun out of her hands. Then he wrestles the gun out of her hands.
Here's my gun. Here's my gun.
She begs McClintock not to shoot her.
Please don't shoot me.
Her partner orders McClintock to drop the weapon.
Put it down, dude! Put it down!
You can see the gun is in his hand. The female cop takes cover behind a mail truck. Where do they find him? In the patrol car. The cops open fire. McClintock is pronounced dead at the scene. We showed the video to former LAPD detective Moses Castillo.
This officer is lucky to be alive, and her partner really
His intervention is what saved her.
Please don't shoot me!
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.